This episode of the Energy Stoners Cafe is sponsored by the Black Arts Matter Network, blackartsmatter.net. Welcome to the Energy Stoners Cafe. My name is Toni Quest, and I'm really happy that you're here. I like to interview the most interesting people I can find on the planet. So grab a cup of coffee, sit down, relax, and listen. You're going to find that these guests are so intriguing, you'll wonder why you didn't know about them before. Hello, welcome back. And as I always promise, I will bring you the most interesting people I can find on the planet. Well, tonight, I'm like thrilled. We're having Ambika Devi. She's an astrologer, but I like to think of her as a whole life wellness practitioner. From where I sit, she is just, to me, amazing. Her energy is incredibly, she has a very high bright vibration, very easy person to get close to, sort of like inviting person, very inviting to get to know. I decided to have her on the show. I met her on LinkedIn.com, and I was so impressed with her background. I said, well, this to me would be an interview that my audience is just really going to appreciate. Thank you so much, Ambika, for coming to the show. I'm thrilled. You're like another one of my rock stars. I really feel like that. These people come on. I always think when they're coming, I'm like, boy, I can't believe they want to talk to me.
Oh.
You do a lot of very interesting things. And it sounds like you're doing a lot of interesting things for the society as a whole. I'm thinking the global society, the universal society. I'm going to ask you the first question I like to ask is, how did you decide that you were who you are now?
I began being very, very creative with a mother who was so incredibly supportive and really allowed me to dip into just about anything and everything I wanted to try. Sure, going through different types of schooling, experimenting with having a main shingle out for a particular career may have looked like, what are you doing, jumping all around? But really now, in my 60s, it's very obviously all coming together and all interrelated as what we say is mind, body, spirit, this unification of wellness, of whole life living. And yes, I worked in holistic health. I taught it at the university level in different states in the United States. I worked for big organizations writing code of ethics and even questions for their tests and being a physical tester, testing massage therapists. I did that for 10 years. But all through that, I realized, even back to my earliest education as a first grader, 6 years old, being introduced in Quaker school to what was obviously silent meditation, sitting in what they called meeting for worship, but it was sitting silently. Can you imagine an entire class of first graders sitting with first through sixth graders quietly for an hour once a week? That's how it started.
It sounds like a very healthful thing to do. And, you know, I think what I've heard and read is that a lot of schools are getting into meditation for small, small children. There was something going around on the internet not too long ago where there was this little boy and he's sitting and he's meditating like a yogi. And I think he had some kind of headphones on and he had a very peaceful look on his face. I think the meditation is something that is actually becoming more popular now. Have you found, as I have, that society, I'm talking about global society, and that would bring the Americans in, we tend to not always be this way, are getting more into alternative practices of wellness and alternative practices of thought?
I think it's been there. I actually have a new article coming out I might release it tomorrow, that is exactly about using the mind and techniques that have been around. Mantra practice for clearing the mind has been around for eons. since the Vedas were written. And then we've got positive affirmations, which I think are a little bit newer in thought, and prayer. How long has prayer been around? And what I'm doing is explaining them and also the way to get them to really change things. So can we really say this is new? No, it's just certain people are becoming aware that it exists. And it doesn't matter which pathway you take in, you see, because they really all merge back in history.
I noticed that I did get a little glimpse of that blog that you said you're actually releasing tomorrow. And you were kind enough to send me the link. And I'll tell the audience, it is titled, Which Is Better? You'll correct me if I get the order wrong. Mantra, prayer, or affirmations? I don't know which is better. I've done all three, and I have my favorite. Tell me, is it something that is dependent upon the person that's going to engage?
I believe in all the years of watching people utilize different things, helping people to understand it through metaphysics, because I was introduced to the book Heal Your Body when I first embarked on studying holistic health and studying massage therapy. It was actually a book given to me by my teacher. And that's the metaphysical view of disease. It made sense to me then. As I worked through years in clinics and teaching people, I became more and more aware, which is what led me to go and receive a title, a degree in astrology, and then even go on and study more. That first was Western style or Greco-Roman, tropical-based zodiac. And then I studied in sidereal time, Jyotisha, which is also known as Vedic astrology, but more clearly called Jyotisha. Jyotisha, Ayurveda, and Yoga are all sisters. They're three sisters, and they are the daughters of the Vedas, which is science. Jyotisha is astrology. Jyota means the science of light. Ayurveda is becoming more popular. People are understanding it. I think one of the greatest philosophies of Ayurveda is everything you need to be healthy is in your kitchen. So if it's not, then you have to do something about what's in your kitchen. And it is for the physical world, our environment, what we consume through our environment and color, entertainment. These things all affect our mind connection. Notice I said mind connection. I don't think your mind's inside of your physical body. Mind to a yogi, which I am, is collective. It is unified and we tap into it. This is why anybody has the possibility to come up with brilliant ideas. Sure, it might be somebody's dharma. It might be their path. They might have a much easier way to it. But everybody has potential. And then there's yoga. I know yoga has become an exercise program. Somewhere it merged with stretchy pants, you know, Cirque du Soleil moves. But truly yoga, even just the asana, the postures of yoga is a tiny fraction. And what we have to understand is yoga is for the mind. And this is where the term mind, body, spirit came from. Yoga for the mind, Ayurveda for the body, and Jyotisha for the spirit. There you go. You can't separate these. Okay, Ayurveda's come up and now we're seeing its connection to yoga. Come on, let's get Jyotisha in there. Astrology, timing is everything.
That's one of the things I say almost every day. Timing is everything. And I think you have to be somewhat aware of environment and aware of people around you and aware of yourself to really be able to understand that. Now, you're into this whole life wellness. And I'm saying that it's tending to be somewhat of a trend for some people, even though there are many of us that have been into it for a very long time. Do people come to you for astrology, or do they come to you for that whole life wellness? How do you fit the astrology in there? I believe that astrology in my world is really a science.
Well, astrology is also a big part of the foundation of Western medicine.
Oh, tell us more.
You know, if you look in the old farmer's almanac, you'll see an image of a human body with astrological signs pointing to different parts. And astrology is a great tool for looking at potentials and also trends. So we can translate information into the body through it. We have all 12 signs in our charts. There's no reason to be a zodiac shamer because every sign is inside of you. Sure, some might be a little more sleepy or dormant and some more active, but you have all 12 signs in you. So it's, look, I am an absolute voracious, hungry person for ancient knowledge. I love it. I consume it and I love to cross compare it. That's what I did in my book, Identifying and Honoring the Goddess. That's a little ebook and an audio book that cross compares goddesses.
So how can someone get your book, Identifying and Honoring the Goddess? I love that. I wish I had written it. That's how much I like it.
Oh, thank you. Well, I've been toying with the idea of making a little hardback version of it. It's got really pretty illustrations in it that my art department and I put together. I love to cross compare. I think the main reason is because to me, it's like cross-pollinating tribes and bringing us closer to understanding each other through our music and through our art, through our writing, through our stories, through our food, through our dances, you know? So it's a way to create unity. For me, I did this on my album called Enchantment with Invincible Music. That one's on CD Baby and different places you can, it's on Spotify. So I've been doing this for a long, long time. I have some different nations inside of me. People look at me and they think I might have something from the Americas or native, you know, blood, but I have nothing from the Americas. I have Viking and Scandinavian, go figure, and Eastern European and all the way out into Asia. So there's a lot of cultures floating around in me. And I feel it's part of my mission. It's something I do. I can't stop it, of bringing cultures together and also clearer understanding, especially in sharing something like the fundamentals of astrology or the idea of what is the difference here, or are they the same thing, of mantras, affirmations, and prayers.
What is the difference?
Oh, nothing. Other than the construction of them. A key point, if you just want to make an affirmation and things that will make your change more available and easier to see, rapid change and immediate change and change that lasts, what you're really looking for, it has to do with the construction and it has to do with when. So with the idea of hypnotherapy, there is auto-suggestion. The whole way a hypnotherapist can help you change behavior is to get you into a very relaxed state, likened to where you are right when you're falling asleep or just when you're awakening. Now, it doesn't have to be only with nighttime sleep. It could be with a nap, or there are techniques a yogi can do to them, you know, on their own, of what's called yoga nidra, which is kind of like a hypnotic yogic sleep where you can do it yourself. This takes a lot of practice. It's easier to listen to a guided meditation on a podcast. I don't recommend you watch things when you're trying to meditate. You're kind of like a bird, you're like a dinosaur, you're like a lizard. So closing the light out, you have that part of your brain. When you close the light out by pulling a shroud or a blanket or something over your head, you can quiet the mind a lot more readily. And then being able to have a phrase that's easy. So what would be something you would want a great affirmation for, Tony?
I would say, my body is healing itself because my body loves me.
Okay. So that's a beautiful thought. However, it's ineffective.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. No. I don't want you to feel bad. I don't want you to feel bad. I'm going to show you how to make it better. Okay.
Okay.
So whenever we say my body, we're showing possession. But truly, we are, right? And the only way to say that is I am.
All right.
I am is the most powerful phrase in any language. So in any prayer, I am. And then to say health, I am health, because you want the thing, not the becoming the thing. So I am health. Now, I could also, and I do in this blog that it's going to be out by the time this is released. So the blog that we've been talking about mantras, affirmations, and prayers, I do teach you how to construct it as per the psychologist Emil Quay discovered in the late 1800s to 1900s when he lived. I'm pretty sure a teacher of mine who was one of my favorite meditation teachers knew him in Paris because he was living in Paris back then. I met this teacher when my teacher was 103 years old.
Whoa.
He lived to be 106. And I had the blessing of learning his techniques. And you know what? He used this phrase that I am now understanding that Emil Quay developed. And Emil Quay is a psychologist. This is some of the only information taught at the Shivananda Ashram in the Bahamas, where I still study. I have 5 yoga teacher training certifications going back to 1978. But I also took my 5th at Shivananda Ashram in 2010. So I have all these different certifications, including a master's degree from the Hindu University. So I've gotten really deep into the topic of yoga and meditation, and I continue on. I'm 10 years into a PhD of research. So we'll see where that leads further with more books, no doubt. But what Emil Quay's master phrase is so simple. And I practiced it for years, and here it is. Day by day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. Now, many people have changed this around and morphed it around. It could be every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. That's what Bhante used to say, my meditation teacher. And then I've heard it even with an extra better. But just recently, my teacher is teaching this information that Swami Swarupananda, who is the acharya of the campus, of the Bahamas campus right now, he developed a course, and it's the only course he's ever created that is not directly from the Vedas or from the Mahabharata or its 18 chapters of the Bhagavad Gita or the sutras of Patanjali, who that's the backbone of yoga right there. And this is the information of Emil Quay. I am so fascinated to loop all the way back and find this phrase again. And so what we're learning is you've got to have the present tense. So you could reconstruct this phrase of yours and make it so much powerful by adding, you know, something about henceforth or from this moment forward or day by day or whatever. That's going to really supercharge it. Then give it some immediacy, you know, growing rapidly or exponentially, and give it some foreverness, infinitely. I like infinite. That tells me all the way into the future, as far as I could imagine. And then say what it is you want. And also add something to say, if you feel spiritual, and I do, I say the G word. So I say, by your grace, God, or by your sweet love, Lord, or whatever version comes out of my mouth, because I definitely talk to this omnipresence in different ways. And then I take it a step further and say, thank you.
Thank you. Gratitude, I found that, I don't know if you agree, gratitude, people have said, is one of the most powerful things you could feel. And as long as you feel it, if you express it, I found that it can be very powerful. I think that you're very generous to walk us through the process of developing our own mantra. You know, most people just say, this is what you say, that's it. But you actually give someone something to think about so they can make it their own. Thank you for that.
Oh, my pleasure. And I would consider something like this an affirmation or a prayer, because, you know, if you're adding spiritual words in, that probably does trigger the feeling of prayer. Of course, believing that it can be, not that it will be.
That it is.
That it is, right? Exactly. And but when it comes to mantra, there are ancient mantras. Many of them are saying different names of God. I think it gets confused. What does this mean? There's all these different gods. No, the way I like to explain it is that it's like a big gem. And there's all these different facets. And each facet is kind of a different version. Or, you know, look, when you woke up this morning, Tony, were you exactly feeling the way you are right now? I've gone through different feelings. I was a little goofy when I woke up this morning and leaving video messages for my friends. And then I got serious and I was like, I'm finishing this article. So, you know, we go through different emotions. And maybe I talked to a client and I was totally wanting to be supportive to them. So we have to understand this omnipresence also kind of reflects these human nature senses that we have. You know, we want to relate to this. The yogis believe that we are one. There's one. There's only one. We're not even separate. It's delusional and amnesia to think that we're separate. We see it in movies like the first Matrix, you know, everybody hooked in and connected, imagining and dreaming the reality. That is so yogic philosophy right there.
How do you, when you deal with different people, because I know very often, you know, many people have been into this sort of metaphysical, holistic kind of thinking, not just thinking one way. I'd say people that are more open-minded and don't allow themselves, their minds to be restricted by certain things. There are people, and I'm sure you're aware, that are afraid of this. It scares them.
Oh, yeah, because it's like spell casting.
Yeah.
Supernatural. It's magic with a CK. Did you know there's two ways to spell magic, Tony? So magic with a C is prestidigitation. Foolery. So I always describe this magic with a CK, M-A-G-I-C-K, because that's supernatural, inexplicable. Why do you think they call it casting a spell? You're changing the mind. And then when we use our own voice, when we use song, oh my goodness, if you sing every day in every way, it doesn't matter what your tune is, I'm getting better and better. And then you could say it's getting better and better if you want. You could tweak it a little bit. But then if you're making something specific, what Emil Kwe advised was that's fine, you know, but it's lesser. It's less potent. What's more potent is every day in every way, or day by day in every way, I'm getting better and better. That's it.
What I see is then you own the timing because it is now. I just think this is so interesting. You know, Ambika, I'm going to ask you if you'll come back again because there's so much more to talk to you about. You know, I was looking at your background and like you were just giving me like a little short blurb, but you know, I tend to go a little deeper and I had actually researched you a while back. I'm thinking I'd love to have you come back and talk about astrology and all of the whole big ball of wax, you
sure.
know, because I think it's also important. And I also think that the things that you do, you know, because you really are engaged in it and I can tell that you really own it and you really believe in it, can be extremely healing. Well, how can somebody reach you? If they want to reach you and talk to you, what's the best way?
Go to my website, which is myname.com. So it's AmbikaDevi.com. AmbikaDevi.com.
AmbikaDevi.com. Check it out, everybody. I'm really thrilled that you came to the show. And I can't believe how fast this interview went.
I am so grateful, Tony. I have to tell you, I need to give you a shout out, Tony. As a podcaster, reaching out, cold messaging someone, you said to me, you're the real deal. That's what you said. And
that's what I said. You're the real deal.
You just made me feel loved right away. And that's a beautiful thing. You know, when we're reaching out to somebody and we want to share what we're doing with them or collaborate with them to let them know how much we love them already.
Yes, that's right. And you reached back. It meant a lot to me that, you know, I was very happy. I remember it felt really good. I called my sister and said, you know, I'm going to do this interview with this woman. She's blah, blah, blah. You know, she's another one. She's afraid. Why do you want to do that with her? Blah, 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 blah. It's only about this, you know.
Wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa. She was afraid?
A lot of people are afraid. But
afraid of me? Wait, what brought fear?
They're afraid of the whole subject. They're afraid of the topic.
Ah, they're afraid of change.
Well, sometimes it's easier to just do the same thing according by what, you know, I'm going to close this out.
Oh, I'll but say I want to ask you a question. Are these people happy every day? Are they happy every moment?
Probably.
Because people ask me, how come you're always happy when I call you or talk to you? Because there's only one reason to be here, Tony, and that's to learn to love each other and give to each other.
Yes. And what I'll say is that I don't know when your birthday is. All I know is that I'm going to say this to everybody. You think spell casting is bad? Everybody's done it.
You do it all the time.
On our first birthday, we learn our first spell on our first birthday. There's a candle. We blow it out and we make a wish. That's a magic spell, everybody. And I'm going to close on that. All right. And Ambika, you'll come back.
Yes, I would love to.
I could talk to you forever. There's so much stuff. It's hard to find somebody that embodies the answers that I've always been asking about the universe.
Oh, my goodness. I would love to. Thank you.
So thank you again, Ambika. And I'm going to thank my audience for coming to see Talk with TQ. As you know, this is going to be rebroadcast on as an excerpt of it. It will be on Energy Stoners Cafe probably before you know it. But I'm really looking forward to having Ambika back to talk to us about what's really important in our lives. And on that note, I'll say to everyone, bye-bye. See you next time.
Namaste.
Thank you for listening to the Energy Stoners Cafe.